saddle the horse?
And what about if you wanted the horse to pull a wagon, you'd say you were going to do what to the horse? Would you say you're going to
harness the horse. Harness the horse. Yes, we don't harness the horses, but that's what you do.
Would you harness him to plow, too, or if you're going to plow a mule or something?
I imagine so. We've never had to do that.
What do you call those things when you're riding that you're holding your hands?
R-E-I-N-S, reins.
What's that word? What's that?
I'm afraid to pronounce the reins.
And what about if you're plowing or they hold something like that when they're plowing with a mule or something? Would you call those the same thing?
I imagine so.
What about when you're in a wagon, you know, and you hold something in your hands? Would you call those the same thing?
No. It was a G.
It's what?
It starts with a G. V. I can't think of the word.
It starts with a G? Would you ever call it the lines or anything like
no,
that?
No, not lines.
I don't know what that could be.
The hand thing.
And what do you put your feet in on the saddle?
Estribo. The stirrups.
And have vegetables growing here at your house?
No.
You grow them?
A lot of people do. We don't.
When they grow them at the house, what do they grow them in?
Patch.
They call it a patch?
Yes.
Do they ever call it anything else?
A garden.
Is that the same thing as a patch?
Yeah.
What's a patch look like? I mean, does it have a fence around or anything?
Well, not the ones locally. It's just a piece of your yard designated for your garden.
And you know, if they do that, they have to sort of throw the ground
yes.
up into those things. What do they call those? The ground?
The rows, what do you call them? Bordos.
Did you ever call them fur?
Furrows? Yes.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees, you know, on a place on the ranch or somewhere that's overgrown with cactus and stuff, you'd say you're doing what to the land?
The root plow.
You use a what?
My husband does a lot of root plowing. That's also one of his jobs.
Called root plowing?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that do? You'd be getting all that stuff out?
You'd be improving your pasture land.
What do you use to root plow?
He has a huge old tractor.
Do you have a certain kind of plow to pull behind it or something? Does he use a plow when you root plow?
I don't know. He has a caterpillar. I don't know what it has.
Well, would you root plow to build a highway or a farm to market road or something?
No. You root plow only in pastures.
What about to make a road?
Yes, he has those machines too. Let me tell you what they are. He has a grailer. He always says he pulled the grailer.
Do you clear with that?
Yes. He clears with a special tractor. And then he passes the grailer till it's level.
And did you say that, have you ever seen wheat growing around here?
No.
Well, you know, sometimes when they have wheat, they tie it up into a
bundle stacks, yes.
You said bundles?
Yes.
And you said stacks, too.
Is
that the same thing, or what?
I imagine so. For some reason, those two words came to my mind. I don't know why.
Well, sometimes they'll take those bundles and they'll pile them up into a big pile. What would they call that? All that big pile of them together.
Of wheat?
Mm-hmm.
Wheat stacks?
Would they call it a wheat stack, all those bundles together?
I don't know what they'd call them. We don't grow wheat.
What about hay? Or
hay
clover
stacks.
Or something?
We have hay stacks.
Well, you know, when you cut it, you know, you cut the hay.
Yes.
And then sometimes it'll grow back again, and you'll cut it again.
Yes.
And you'll either leave it out there to fertilize it or gather it up.
Yes.
What do you call that second growth like that?
We call it the second crop.
Do you gather it or do you leave it out?
Yes, we gather it.
And